Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Mel Almada. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Jaime Maynish. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The second baseman, John Kroner. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fritz Ostermüller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Fritz Ostermüller. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting second. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oral Hildebrand. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Oral Hildebrand. And now, play ball. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada takes first base on ball four. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer takes first base on ball four. Almada moves to second. Jaime Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish bunts towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. Almada moves to third. Kramer moves to second. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner hits a line drive into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ostermüller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. McNair reaches second base with a double. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mainisch. Pitlock reaches second base with a double. Trotsky moves to third. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields the ball and throws to Ostermueller covering. Safe. Trotsky scores. Pitlock scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Weatherly moves to second. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik takes first base on ball four. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kroner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kroner scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Almada hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-0 in the game. Mainisch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Mainisch moves to second. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 0-1 in the game. Kroner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vozmik. Kroner reaches second base with a double. Mainisch scores. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's Red Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-1 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-1 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-1 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Trotsky hits a line drive towards short. McNair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-1 in the game, with a double. McNair hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Weatherly. McNair reaches second base with a double. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky fields the ball and throws to Hildebrand covering. Safe. McNair scores. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller is 0-for-1 in the game. Ostermüller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Farrell moves to second. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Almada hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Farrell scores. Ostermüller moves to second. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Thornton Lee now pitching. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ostermüller moves to third. Kramer moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Ostermüller scores. Kramer moves to third. Mainisch moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-2, Red Sox. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kroner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Mainisch scores. Fox moves to third. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to home to get Fox. Kroner moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kroner scores. Werber moves to third. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNair. The throw from Pitlock and he is safe. McNair steals second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock fires over to third and throws the ball away. That's an error on Pitlock. Werber scores. McNair moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 9-2, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ostermüller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kroner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Vosmek takes first base on ball 4. Weatherly moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Ostermueller covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lee, and towards Hughes, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hughes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Erle Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Averill reaches second base with a double. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Averill scores. It's 9-3, Red Sox. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trosky scores. It's 9-4, Red Sox. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pitlock moves to second. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Vosmek hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got four RBIs. Kroner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-3 in the game. Werber hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Uhl pinch hits for Thornton Lee. Jack Wilson now pitching. Bruce Campbell pinch hits for George Uhl. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Knickerbocker goes all the way around to score. It's 9-5 Red Sox. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber juggles the ball. That's an error on Werber. Campbell moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Blaeholder now pitching. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson bunts for an out with unknown description. Farrell moves to second. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Almada hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Weatherly strikes out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vosmick moves to second. Billy Sullivan pinch hits for George Blaeholder. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Vosmick scores. Knickerbocker goes all the way around to score. It's 9-7, Red Sox. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Hughes reaches second base with a double. Sullivan scores. It's 9-8, Red Sox. Jack Russell now pitching. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lloyd Brown now pitching. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jaime Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Maynish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Maynish moves to second. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Kroner hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-4 in the game. Werber hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Weatherly hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Almada hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Vozmik hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Knickerbocker bunts for an out with unknown description. Vozmik moves to second. One out. Milt Galatzer pinch hits for Lloyd Brown. Lefty Grove now pitching. Joe Becker pinch hits for Milt Galatzer. Joe Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hughes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 8. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.